This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to God's Amazing Grace. I'm your host, Sean. I haven't been around in a while. After my last episode I did, me and the wife both ended up getting COVID. I mean, COVID itself wasn't that bad, but we had to go through the quarantine. We had to do, you know, she got the COVID pneumonia, but she never had to go to the hospital. You know, that alone was by the grace of God and people that were out there praying for us. And I thank you guys for your prayers and your thoughts while we were going through it. But we both got COVID. The only thing that kind of hindered me from coming back on was I had a consistent cough. And how many of you out there know that if you're going to do a podcast, you don't want to constantly cough? That just doesn't go right. I mean, I still have somewhat of a cough, but it's nowhere near as bad as it was. So that's where we've been. That's been, I think it was like December 7th or 8th. It was December 7th was the last podcast that I did. And December 8th was when I got sick that night, which was kind of weird. I got sick that night and I felt great all day during the 7th, but I woke up the next day and I was sick. So, like I said, I'd like to thank everybody for their prayers, their thoughts, for my mom and those that have, and my stepdaughter who would make sure that we were keeping ourselves hydrated. They brought over Gatorades and some food and stuff like that. And we'd like to thank them for keeping an eye on us. And, you know, but we're back. We got to get these podcasts going. We got to get that word out that we've been trying to do. So for everybody that missed you, we are back. And today, we started a podcast about kind of like a year, you know, the things that have taken place as far as Bible prophecy up to the year of 2020. But for some odd reason, the computer kept screwing up and it wouldn't record sometimes. And there towards the end, when I was, you know, going over things, some of the stuff completely disappeared. So we started over and tried it again, and it did the same thing. So since the COVID and everything, we had to kind of wait, but I brought Dennis back. He had a lot of things that he wanted to discuss with us. Like I said, we're going over, you know, 2020, the year, up to that year of things that have taken place as far as Bible prophecies. And just remember, this is our opinions. We're not Bible scholars. We don't know everything. This is by things that we've read, things that we've heard from others. You know, I guess in a way they can kind of call us conspiracy theorists. Yeah, but so we're going to try this again. We're going to try to give our year-end review. Yes, it's still January, so we're kind of still in a year-end review. And then we're going to kind of discuss what we think and what we see could be happening from 2021 on. So sit down, sit back. Yes, a lot of this, give yourself a nice cold pop to drink while you're listening or driving down the road. So a lot of this, you got to remember, this is from America's perspective. There is so much going on right now in America that, yeah, there is a lot to talk about, but I'm not going to get into politics. But unfortunately, politics has something to do with end time things. So everybody sit back and let's welcome Dennis back. Dennis, welcome back and say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back. Thanks for having me again, Sean. And a lot has inspired. A lot of things have taken place since the last time we talked to y'all. So we're just going to, like Sean said, we're just going to touch up on some of the things that happened in 2020 and where do we see America maybe possibly going. And the world, and what are the big headlines in the news, and how can that be related to Bible prophecy? So
where do we begin? I don't know. I guess let's talk about where it all starts. What we see going on today, you know, as far as is. Like the Bible talks about wars, rumors of wars. It talks about, where do we begin?
Well, I think you got to start with our elections in America. You know, like Sean said, we're not going to spend a lot of time on politics, but like Sean said, though, it's because it's how it has inspired and how it transferred into what America's going through. It's kind of woven its way, and it is related into Bible prophecy of what we see in the end times.
Before you get going too far into this, I better make it clear for everybody that is listening, because we don't want to get put in Twitter jail or Facebook jail or whatever.
No.
We do not condone violence.
No.
Any way, shape, or form. We do not condone racism in any shape or form. So now that we got that out, let's get going on this. So Dennis, you know, we've been hearing about end times, about Jesus coming back since we were kids. You know, they say there's so much there that has to be to fall into place, to be prophesied. I know in 1948, when Israel became a nation again, that was one of the prophecies that were fulfilled. But from that point on, where do you think we are in those stages today?
Well, I really believe that as I listen to these Christian ministries that I listen to, Olive Tree Ministries, that's the most recent updated prophecy ministry that I really inspire and really, really support. I really believe that how they say it, and it's true as we see it, we're seeing the stage being set for the future of what's going to happen when the end times are really going to explode even more. As we're seeing this, we're seeing, you know, the COVID thing. Yeah, it is real. But is it serious, or is what they're saying? Or
so you're saying that, you know, that
it's a panic fear.
It's fear. It's caused by fear. And that is, I mean, there, I don't remember the scripture offhand where they do kind of talk about pandemics, or not so much a pandemic, but types of illnesses or whatever. I can't think of the word that I'm looking for right this minute, But yes, that's part of it. Part of what you said. You know, I was telling you, I don't know if it was today or when I was talking to you on the phone yesterday. You know, part of this fulfillment of scriptures was that Jerusalem, in order for the Antichrist to defile the temple, Jerusalem at this very moment in this stage in our lives has gotten made all of the, like the menorah and stuff like that for the temple. They say they even know where the ark is. On top of that, they're saying that they are training priests and have a head priest for the temple, which, don't get me wrong, this takes place after the church has been raptured. So think about that for a minute. What we're talking about here is it takes place after the church is raptured. And there was an architect that came on the show that we were watching, said with things, the equipment, the knowledge, the know-how, the everything that we have today, it'll only take us a year to build.
Yep.
And then I think it was a couple of days ago, I seen on our media, I can't remember which channel it was, if it was CNN or it might have been Fox, talking about how there is a great flight. People are going back to Israel. This is part of the end times. Israelites, the Jewish people, are telling their people to come back home, and people are heading back to Jerusalem. So you think about that for a minute. You think about how long it's going to take them to build the temple. They're training the priest. They have a head priest that will do the sacrifices. It's like the old scripture where that who was the main priest back then? I cannot think of his name. That did all the sacrifices and stuff. But they have a priest that they are training to do those things. I can't think of his name offhand, but think about that for a minute. We used to say when we were kids, like I said, that, oh, Jesus is coming soon. And I know our parents had heard the same thing. Mm-hmm. But more and more and more you look at it, you see scriptures being fulfilled.
And like I wanted to address, they're calling this the Bible believing prophecy people. They're calling it was like a planned pandemic. They needed to come up with something that would take down America, because America is still the strongest nation in the world. But how they wanted to take down America is, so it's just, it's all been planned. And now that we're most likely going to have a new administration in there, these globalists are going to be really pushing behind them.
That's part of the great, what they call the great reset.
Yeah, the great reset.
But before we get into that great reset, let's go back to some of the scriptures to where things are being fulfilled at this very minute. Like the wars, the earthquakes, the famines, the pestilence, which they consider this COVID thing, a pestilence type thing.
Yep.
And I mean, let's kind of go over that stuff a little bit and discuss that, and then when we get to it, we, you know, just to kind of bring you guys up to date where things are today, and then we will kind of talk about this great reset, as you put it, the globalists and stuff. So Dennis, in your opinion, and according to scripture, what have you seen that has either been fulfilled or is going on right this very minute as we speak?
Well, in 2020, we've seen countries, and I have not seen such great devastation on nations, like Australia, I believe it was in 2020, where pretty much almost most of the country got burned.
Yeah, that's
part of America, wildlife too. And in nature, and just really devastating. Earthquakes all over in diverse places, and the word diverse places means, I looked it up in the Webster, and it means earthquakes is in different places that are not usually earthquakes.
Never had it.
And so we're seeing that, and mudslides and Fasanis.
Tsunamis. Well, I mean, yeah, we've seen that stuff. We've seen that stuff as we've been growing up. That stuff's been going on.
Yeah.
But it's worse than it's ever been. So,
do you think we're seeing more of a upheaval or a more increase in?
Well, there's more disaster. You know, I know it's kind of hard to explain. You know, where in years past when tornadoes have come, I mean, nowadays they're wiping out towns. It's been multiplied,
intensified. Yeah,
it's more intensive. The hurricanes have been more intensive.
Frequent. What's the word?
More frequent. So, I mean, things there kind of show us that, yes, that's part of what's going on. That's part of proving that there's end times. But there's another thing. Many will come in my name. The false preachers. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Look at all the so-called churches out there that only preach about money. Or when they do preach, they don't even say anything about Jesus. I mean, they're
not
just
much.
It's a positivity thing.
Tony, what was his name? Tony Roberts?
Tony Robbins, yeah.
Yeah, Tony Robbins.
Anthony Robbins, or whatever they call his
Anthony
name.
Robbins.
Robbins.
Talked about positive.
Positive thinking. That's not going to get you to heaven.
No.
So, I mean, there are claims of Joel Osteen. I mean.
Prosperity teaching.
Positive. He's a positivity preacher type thing. You know, they're not stepping on toes like they used to. So that's becoming more and more rampant nowadays. What about the scripture that calls about lovers of self?
How do you think society is going toward that even more?
Well,
it's all about me.
It's all about me, me, me. Me, 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 me. You know, I love myself more than I love my neighbor. So, I mean, yeah, you see some people in this world that do great things, that are caring and have compassion for people, but you look at it out there and more people care about themselves. So that's another thing that's, to me personally, yeah, is part of the end times. It's in the scripture. It proves it. So I mean, if you think about, there's so much that goes on. See, there's right here, Messiah speaks of wars, rumors of wars as another sign of the end. Also famines, diseases such as COVID, coronavirus, Ebola, swine flu, influenza. Yep. I mean, there's so much going on that how could you not see it? We talked about scriptures being preached in all nations.
And now we have satellite, and it's, as far as I have heard, I think it has. Don't you think, Sean? It's
been, if it hasn't, if it hasn't,
every tribe and nation around the world.
If it hasn't, it's right on the brink. Very close to being preached to every. I mean, right now I looked at where this podcast goes, and right now, just from the podcast alone, it's in over 70 countries. Of course, yeah, United States is cool because that's where we're based out of, is United States. But it's in 70 countries.
That's amazing.
And the radio station that we're on, I haven't gotten the full, which I need to get a hold of Jeremiah and, you know, kind of get stats on that. But we're in over 20 countries there. We're in the Arab Emirates. We're in Israel, Germany.
Who would ever think that, believe that we'd be...
The internet reaches everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, I think if it hasn't, it's going to be very soon.
Very soon.
I mean, they say you've got some of these tribes that live in like the rainforest and stuff like that, but are they still out there that where nobody knows they are because they've been destroying the rainforest the way they've been destroying the rainforest? I mean, they've had to have run into somebody by now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's places like in the Russias or anything like that that haven't really heard, but you don't know, because if they have some kind of internet, you've got internet on your phones. Yep. Wherever you go, you can listen to it. So I think we're...
And one thing I wanted to point out too, Sean, and you know, people say, well, we've, like Sean said, you know, we've been hearing about Jesus' return. It's the same old, same old. But like Pastor Billy Crone says, and I agree with him, and it's not the same old, same old. When you look at modern technology of where it is going, like the AI, artificial intelligence. You know, maybe not everyone has a internet and all that, but most everybody has a cell phone.
Yeah.
And that's going to be part of where, and we'll touch in this a little bit later. I don't want to get into it a whole lot, but how the Antichrist kingdom is going to know where you're at, and the cell phone can be
traced. Well, you think about it,
traced, and so
you use those roadmaps on Google and stuff, and they want to know your location. Hello, that's telling everybody where you're at.
So yeah, I look at technology today, and it's just amazing what where we come and where we're going with it.
Here's a little thought provocation or whatever you want to call it. I heard a long time ago that if we did not go through the Dark Ages, which the reason why I'm saying this is because only like the kings, the queens, anybody of high class were taught to read and write and all that, and do arithmetic and all that stuff. If we did not go through those Dark Ages, we would be a lot further along than what we are.
That's very possible, yeah. I agree with
which,
that.
Which if you think about it, we are very far advanced as it is. And every time the Tower of Babel, for instance, every time we get too big for our britches, so to speak, God does something to knock us down and put us back into place. So is that about to take place?
Yeah. And even Jesus said that the great tribulation is going to be so great that if he wasn't going to come at the end and put a stop to it, basically man would destroy themselves. And even Jesus said that it's going to be the worst time ever, and it has ever been in the past or near in the future. It will never be a time as bad as that. So yeah, artificial intelligence is scared. They're even saying that they're scared of it. And these are the people, Elon Musk.
Yes.
He has even come out and said that, basically, that he's kind of scared of it, of where it's going. So
if you see right now where we are and all the stuff that we've done, I mean, these are just some of the basic things that prove that it's not going to be much longer. That Christ is coming back sooner than you think. But if we dug deeper and deeper and deeper into it, there may be to the point of 9 out of 10 things that's going to prove that Jesus is coming have taken place.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be that stat might be a little high, but if you look at it, that's what's going on as up to 2020. So I guess on all of this, you better be prepared. Because if you look around and see what's going on, as of once we start talking about 2021 in the future, about what's going on, like we started to get into the Great Reset and stuff like that, which in this next segment, we will get going on that. All we can say is there's no time to waste. There's no time to play around. Oh, we got plenty of time. My father, my mother, my grandfather, they heard that Jesus was coming way back then. My grandfather's grandfather's grandfathers heard that Jesus was coming. But back then, there's a difference between now and then. Mm-hmm. Now, most of your prophecies, according to the Bible, have been fulfilled. So,
and to throw in and on that, and Jack Vanippi used to say all the time, and he's passed and he's in heaven now, but he used to say all the time on his broadcast that when Christ comes, the other 500 prophecies are going to be fulfilled when he comes. And he always said that there's no prophecies left to be fulfilled first before Christ comes. So everything has been fulfilled. It's just in his timing and his grace.
So before we get started with that next segment, let's take a little break here. And as soon as we're back, we'll hit that next segment running off. And we'll get into the 2021 and beyond. So we'll see you back here in just a minute.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
And we're back from the break. Thank you, everybody, for continuing to stay with us. like we were talking before we left, we were talking about what they're calling the Great Reset. Dennis, what have you heard and what do you think about this Great Reset?
Well, it's been in plans for many years. The old term is called the New World Order. It's been brought out through our past presidents, a lot of our older,
politicians.
It is an organization that is basically, they are the globalists. They think they know best what is to preserve, in their view, humanity, the human race. They want to create this, how do you say the word, Sean?
Utopia
living, where they control us,
but everybody is equal.
And exactly,
there's no mortgages, you don't have to pay any taxes, everybody's equal. And if you listen to a lot of our politicians nowadays, they talk about this. To me, basically, it's another word for communism.
It really is. Communism, or socialism, which is basically the same thing. But they, and that's why they've been, that's why we call it, honestly, we call it a planned pandemic, because it's been in the plans of, you know, how they want to take down America, because America is basically like a monkey wrench that's in, thrown in this and prolonging and stopping it from the aggressors of wanting it to keep going and getting their plans going. So,
well, I hear some of, this is how, you know, you just talked about the pandemic, the plandemic, how they're going to use this to further push their views. They're going to tell us that in order to fly anywhere, which you have that now, it's just starting. You got to have that star. In the state of Michigan, I know you got to have that star. If you want to go to federal bases, anything that's ran federally by the federal government or anything, you got to have that star on your driver's license. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But what they're doing now, which it's part of their plan, is they're going to make it to where you have to have facial recognition, what they call facial recognition. And if you do not get this shot and don't have that card, you cannot go anywhere.
Yeah. You're going to be what? You're going to be shunned. Shut out of the system.
Out of the system.
What does that sound like,
John? You'll probably go to what they call
some type of
the FEMA camps, which they are opening, and it's a reprogramming, what they're calling a they're telling us that the kids nowadays, and the kids nowadays are they have to reprogram. If you believe in God and you believe that, we'll say, okay, what's happening in politics today, if you believe in the right, the MAGA make it great people, then your kids have to be reprogrammed.
Yeah. Wow. That's, isn't that, if you think about it, isn't that scary? I mean, what does that sound like?
That sounds like the end times.
I mean, that sounds like something that.
What I think about, excuse me, is, you know, that says the scripture that your neighbors or your family, your friends, they're going to, if you do not have that mark, you're going to get narked on.
Yeah.
Think about it for a second. If you're not wearing that mask,
your friends are,
people are narking on you.
Yeah.
They are calling the cops. They are not letting you shop. That's just, excuse me. the beginning.
Yeah, this is just a, how do you say that, Sean? A pre-runner of
a pre-run,
a pre-run of what is yet to come.
That's what they've been saying all along.
How is one man going to control the whole world? Well, we're seeing our governments and even around the world control their people.
I heard the reason why they put all these people in to nursing homes when they had COVID was to get rid of the older generation.
Yeah.
Think about it. The older generation still has the thought process to where we can do things on our own. We can think on our own. We don't need the government to tell us what to do. So if you don't fall in line with that, they're going to get rid of you. That's part of the Great Reset.
Yeah, it is. They want to control the population. They want to lower it down because they think they know best.
They think. I mean, think about it. I used to say nowadays, after I had kids and stuff, that it's not the parents that are raising the kids. It's the schools. And your public schools are ran by who?
The government.
Who's raising your kids?
Government.
The government. They're programming our kids. That's to think the way they want them to think.
And Sean, did we ever think to see a day that we would see our government push in control, start to control, or at least try to attempt to control our churches? What they can preach, yeah, what they
can't
us preach.
They're basically telling us if you can preach or you can't preach.
You can be open.
You can open your doors or you can't open your doors. It's kind of funny now that the reason why I think it's part of the Great Reset is because those states, we'll say New York and Chicago, where the governors were yelling the most about shutting things down.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're yelling the most about opening things back up. So, I mean, yeah, you could think that there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there, but it's all biblical. If you look at it, it's all biblical. The Great Reset is part of the end time.
And in, I think I've mentioned this before, on the podcast that Bill Gates, and I he's just one of the players.
He's a pawn.
And, you know, he's got the money.
Very rich pawn. But if you look at all those country or all those factories like Twitter, we'll say Twitter, Amazon, they all the ones that are putting up the biggest gripe have all the one George Soros. Everybody talks about George Soros, a very rich and wealthy guy.
Very rich.
But he was a Nazi. He wants to push the Hitlerism on us people. That's what he's doing. And he's paying people to do that.
And Sean, I don't know how to put this in a giant nutshell, if I could say that term, but I see these all coming together, and when this one ruler, this huge dictator, man with a plan, that's what they call him, he comes into play, I believe that, can't you see all these coming together, like you just said, IBM, Google, Facebook, they're all going to come together.
They already are.
And they're going to, because like,
They're pushing their reset.
Yeah, and isn't it something now that, you know, again, Sean, we're not going to talk about politics, but how was it Twitter?
Twitter.
Just out of a blink of a snap of a finger said, you know, we're going to delete President Trump, or we're going to delete you, or we're going to,
I mean, they're already out there telling churches they cannot preach. Part of the end times sign is people are going to turn their backs on God.
Yep.
they're going to hate God. And if anybody that loves God, they're going to try to destroy.
And I believe that America and a good portion of the world right now has the Romans chapter 1 mentality, that three times in that chapter, God gave them over. Okay, if you're not going to repent, I'm just going to allow and let you rampant and do what you want. But if you read the Romans chapter 1, God gave them over to their sin. God gave them over. God always wants to love you and try to save you, but
he gives you a chance.
It's, he does,
free will. So as far as what we see happening 2021 and beyond, you can see it on TV every day.
Demolishing the police, really? I mean, who thought you'd ever see that?
And that's their agenda, the reset of the world, to make it to where it's all, everybody's equal. I mean, you've heard politicians time and time again say, everybody's equal. We're all the same.
Well, the only one thing I can see that we are equal, and that is that we are all created in God's image.
And that's,
but
he gives us a free will.
Exactly.
You know, everybody says, yeah, he gives us a free will, which he does. So I guess from now on, from 2021 and now, just watch the stuff. You know, I've told you early in the earlier segment to be prepared. Because God's going to come in a twinkling of an eye, and the church is going to be gone. Like I said, everybody thinks they have time. Look at how fast things are moving today.
Wow.
As far as politics and everything that's going on.
Unbelievable.
It's happening. Every day there's a change. That's how strong and how fast and how hard this country, this world reset, this new world order is pushing their agenda.
And like you said, Sean, we've seen, you know, they talked first, it was global warming.
Warming.
You know, they thought.
Well, that there, Bill Gates come out and said that there are too many people on this planet to, so it's pushing global warming faster.
Yep.
And personally, I think it doesn't matter how many people are on this planet.
No.
God's timing is God's timing.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens and what's going on, God's coming when God's going to come. You know, we may have a year, we may have 2 years, we may have 4 years, we may have 100 years. We don't know. But the biggest thing is to be ready. When the trumpet sounds and God says, come on, everybody, let's go home, are you going to get left behind? Or are you going to be one of those ones that's flying so fast that going to heaven, that, and then when you get up there, you're going to see all those family and friends that have died before you. And you'll know everything then.
Yep.
Be dancing in the streets of gold. There is no more time to play around. This new world order, this country, this world reset is taking place as we speak.
And it's moving fast.
Their agenda is being pushed.
And if, like you said, Sean, if we get this new administration in there, they're going to be a pawn or a puppet, and behind them the globalists are really going to be pushing them hard.
I've heard, you know, you can call it conspiracy theory, you can call it whatever, but I have heard that the Antichrist is already alive and living.
Oh, I believe that he's waiting in the wings, like Jack Manipa used to say. Just waiting.
Being raised by this deep state, this new world order.
And he's just waiting. And I believe, too, that Satan has always had somebody throughout the ages, always had somebody ready. Because you know what? He doesn't know. He doesn't know the past, present, and future like God. So I believe in every generation, he's always had somebody in case the rapture took place.
There has been. I mean, the first murder, basically, Cain and Abel, Judas
is scary.
He didn't know his fate, but God knew his fate before he was ever even born.
Yep.
So,
you're right on board with that. I believe he's waiting in the wings.
So, like I say, I mean, I can't tell people enough. Be ready. There used to be a saying when I was younger, get ready or get left. Basically, what they were saying there is get ready for God to come or get left behind.
Yeah.
You know, all the things that we've seen when we were kids, you know, we talk about the series Left Behind, how even after God told everybody that he was coming and after he came, he still gave those that didn't believe it, that were left behind, another opportunity.
Yep.
The opportunity wasn't a good opportunity. It was, from the series, was either you deny Christ or you get beheaded.
Right.
We don't know exactly if that's what's going to happen. I mean, that's somebody's interpretation. Just like all this stuff that we see and we hear nowadays, that's our interpretation. But if you get into your scriptures and you dig into what's going on, I think it's more of a biblical interpretation than it is a human interpretation.
Yep.
Even if that's the case.
And like you said, Sean, and for the believer, the book of Revelation is not, it's not scary for the believer.
Well, and everybody talks about the book of Revelation, but you got the Old Testament. There's a lot of stuff that is prophecy in the Old Testament that predicts Christ's coming.
Yeah, it sure does.
Predicts the end times. They say what they say is the Old Testament prophesies about the New Testament, and the New Testament makes everything come true. So I guess the biggest thing is watch, be ready. I can't emphasize it enough. Be ready. Because if you get left behind, I don't care who you are, what you say. Somebody's going to hold a gun to your child's head, your husband's head, your wife's head, and they're going to say, deny Christ or I'm going to pull the trigger. Oh, I'll let you pull the trigger. Baloney.
You say that now, but during in that time moment.
If it's that hard for you to serve God now,
how much more harder?
How much more harder is it going to be for that?
During the Great Tribulation.
You've got free will now. But here soon, you ain't going to have no choice.
And like you said, Sean, you know, there's people that think, you know, even when I wasn't living for God, even back when I was younger.
I got plenty of time.
In the back of my mind, I was always thinking that, well, if I go through the Great Tribulation,
I can handle it.
I can make it through. But you know what? I was just talking to a friend of mine at church today, and one of his best friends just passed. And for probably a lot of you, you know, 63 years old is old. But to, you know, to me, that's only 8 years older than me. I'm 55. And I'm thinking, and he was a healthy guy. He wasn't, I mean, he was a devoted Christian, and we know he's in heaven today. But, you know, like Sean was saying, we don't know if you keep putting it off and putting it off on God's salvation. You're not guaranteed that you're even going to live another day or two. So
don't get us wrong. We're not perfect.
No, far from it.
You know, and every time I say this, make sure you're ready. I struggle just as much as the rest of you do. You know, and it's a hard, being a Christian is a hard course to walk. It's not going to be an easy course. Nothing's going to be easy. The only way what will make it easy is if the devil has you, he's not going to worry about you. But if God has you, he's coming after you with everything he has.
Yep.
Look at the world nowadays, the thing that's going on, you can see that it's going to get harder and harder and harder.
And it's getting harder.
They're people are coming after Christians left and right.
More now than ever.
More now than ever.
In our lifetime.
You know, they say that if you're a Republican and you have the right-wing beliefs, which most of the Republicans are Christians, believe in God, believe in Jesus. I mean, yes, there are some Democrats out there that believe in God, believe in Jesus and everything, but they're coming after who? The Republicans, the mega people. Which if you've seen any of the true videos, you've seen people standing there praising Jesus and singing songs. The true mega people. We won't go into that, but
right.
But so my suggestion to you and me and everybody else is make sure you're ready. With everything that's going on, there's no more time to waste. Mm-mm. Too much of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
Because, Sean, like you said, I mean, with this new administration, if they get in there, and it sounds like they may very well be, the globalists are going to be pushing.
They're pushing.
Overdrive.
Yep.
We're going to see things that we've not seen before. And one of the main things I still want to talk to you about is, Sean, where do you think we can find out more information on this COVID vaccine, of really what's in it? And
all you can do is, the problem is you can go online and find out and stuff. And I hear that Pfizer has put online what's in the vaccine and stuff, and I'm not going to get it. I had quote COVID, quote unquote COVID, and they say that having COVID, your antibodies are already building up, and your immunity from COVID will last just as long as the shots will. So why do I need it? But they're going to force people to get it because that is part of their push.
Yep.
So I guess you can go online, look, study things up. I mean, there's always two different perspectives on everything. If you're on the left, you're going to find the left perspectives. If you're on the right, you're going to find the right perspectives. Look at both of them. And you make your own mind up. But I guess at this point, I can't emphasize it enough. Make sure you're ready. And everybody knows, everybody that's listened has heard this podcast. We've called or had altar calls, so to speak. We've had different types of stuff like that. But Dennis, I'm going to ask you to pray for the people out there. We don't have much time, but go ahead and give a prayer and then we'll end it at that.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. God, we just come to you right now. We thank you and praise you that we have this opportunity to reach people's minds and hearts. And like Paul the Apostle said, we just plant the seeds, but God, we know it's you that makes things grow. So we pray, God, for the people that are listening right now, that if they're not saved and they're not right with you, that they would begin to turn towards you, and only you know how to reach and touch these people's lives. We pray for the people that you would reach into their minds and hearts and save them. And meanwhile, God, we just pray that we thank you for this time that we have the opportunity to share and talk about prophecy and to talk about your love and grace. And we pray, God, that this will continue to keep going and just be with everyone who's listening and prepare their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Be ready, people. Don't waste no time. Be ready. So that's all. We'd like to thank Dennis for coming back. And I know he'll be coming back again some other time. And we'll see you all next time. Thanks for listening. Share this with your friends and your family. And let's get the word out there. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.